Our first report, Young, American and Socialist, looks at the rise of socialism in the United States. For decades, socialism has been a dirty word in the USA, but the younger generation sees things very differently.
America is changing. When the next election comes, in 2020, a third of voters will be under the age of 35, and they see the world very differently to their parents and grandparents. The USA in which they have grown up is one of stagnant wages, high living costs, precarious jobs, and ever-increasing social inequality. Unsurprisingly, many of them feel the country's social model isn't working. The result is that 51% of Americans under 35 support socialism, rising to 61% for those aged 18 to 24. In a European country, there would be nothing remarkable about that. But this is America. No serious politician there has been able to espouse socialism for decades now. The move to the left is especially strong in New York and other big cities. Marissa Brostoff, a 33-year-old New Yorker who has created a dating app for socialists, says, "There's a kind of baseline assumption in the room that everyone is a socialist, and that if they're not, it's because they're an anarchist." Behind it all is the financial crash of 2008. Before that happened, despite the rising inequalities of recent decades, 68% of young Americans still said they supported capitalism and rejected state interference. Today, the figure is down to 45%. Young Americans can already see that they will be the first generation to have a lower standard of living than their parents. Although more than half of them work two jobs, few can dream of being able to buy themselves a home, and rents have quadrupled over the past 20 years. For them, the American dream, the belief that everyone has the chance to be successful and happy by working hard, has died. The big question is how this will affect the 2020 presidential election. The Democratic Party is being torn in two as the older and younger generations diverge politically. There's a good chance that this will work to Donald Trump's advantage and deliver him an easy victory. If that happens, expect another statistic to keep rising. Already, 46% of young Americans say they would prefer to be governed by tech experts rather than by democratically elected politicians.